Blackstone Audio presents The Silent Hour by Michael Corita. To Don Johnson and Trace Investigations, with deepest gratitude. Part 1. Whisper Ridge. Chapter 1. He'd sharpened his knife just an hour before the killing. The police, prosecutor, and media would all later make great use of this fact. Premeditation, they said. Proof of intent, they said. Cold-blooded murder, they said. All Parker Harrison had to say was that he often sharpened his knife in the evening. It wasn't much of a defense. Harrison, an unemployed groundskeeper at the time of his arrest for murder, took a guilty plea that gave him a term of life in prison, but allowed the possibility of parole, the sort of sentence that seems absurd to normal people, but apparently makes sense to lawyers. The guilty plea prevented a trial, and that meant Harrison's tenure as the media's villain of the moment was short-lived. Some editors and TV anchors around the state no doubt grumbled when they saw he was going to disappear quietly behind bars, taking a good, bloody story with him. On the day of his arrest, he'd offered something special. Something none of them had seen before. The victim was a man named John Maxwell, who was the new boyfriend of Harrison's former lover, Molly Nelson. The killing occurred in Nelson's rental house in the hills south of Xenia, Ohio, a town made infamous for a devastating tornado that occurred the same year Harrison went to high school, destroying homes, schools, and churches, while killing 34 people and leaving nearly 10,000, including the Harrison family, homeless. It wasn't the